Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is the a come to you this time? I am aware of a mixture of emotions. We welcome our dear friend who has not been with us for some time, but we are always pleased to see her.
Thank you.
Spirit has been close to you for quite a long time, and we know that you are aware of Spirit and all that we can do to help. My friend, once connection is made with Spirit, it will never disappear, even if you wish it to. So I say to you, be rid of any doubts or fears which you may have had. I will say only that there are those who stand behind you at all times. And of course, you may not always be aware of them. As for all our regular friends, we know when life is harsh for you all, and we do our utmost to lift the spirit. And yes, you are correct when you say much help is given to you. This evening, when I have finished speaking to you, there will be by each one of you a loved one from Spirit who will be here to give you that upliftment which you seek. It may not always be one that you recognize, but I assure you that you are well known to them. I will say about the dear one, our dear friend, who is missing this time, but indeed he is not missing. He is with us for some time during your earthly day.
Yeah, I did wonder that. Mm-hmm.
A time when the body is rested and the spirit too is preparing for that journey. So I say to you, allow our dear friend to be the judge of what is best for him at this particular time.
Yes.
I can reassure you that he is surrounded by many loved ones. Mm. Yes. And I know there are many here who would wish him a safe and lovely journey when he is ready. I can only say to you, my dear friends, that this one has helped you all in some way during your times together.
Yes, you certainly have.
And for this, we in spirit are eternally grateful to him. After all, each one of you play your part in allowing me and those with me to come to speak to you. Therefore, my dear friends, for this time, I will take any questions that you may have, and then I will allow you all to feel the love and the spiritual energy of those who will be by your sides. Do you have any questions at this time?
You got a question, Joe?
Yeah, I would like to ask, are the angels close by?
Yes, the angels are always close by. As soon as you call them, they are by your side.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, and it may be that some of you will have your helpers and your angels with you. But that is for you to sense and to feel.
Thank you.
But trust in your angelic friends.
Yes.
They are always close by.
I will.
To take heed of whatever is needed for you.
Thank you.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do have one. Yeah, firstly, thank you for that message about George here. I know it'll really help the family. And I have a question about a book I read recently. It was a channeling from quite a few years ago by Charles Simpson, the medium, who had a Dr. Lazzi-Lees come through on many occasions, I think, a group that were called the Seekers. And I was fascinated by one thing he said about the dawn chorus and the birds. When they're all singing together, he said it was like all the vibrations, the songs, actually helped the earth itself to awaken, sort of setting up a chain reaction of vibrations.
Yes. I would like to tell you, my dear friends, that not only is the dawn chorus from the birds of your world, they are accompanied by the angelic beings in our world, which, if only you could be aware, you would see the strength and energy and how the earth can be transmuted from darkness to light.
I thought the angels must have something to do with it.
It is a whole choir of not only the physical birds and energies of the world, but also from our world. They are united, they are in unison with the vibration of sound.
Because we've talked a bit about sound before, and I thought that's a wonderful working example of how these, it's a beautiful sound, the dawn chorus, but...
And I would say to you that sometimes when people are ready to return home to us, they will often say, I hear music. That is part of the changes that are made within your world by those of us in spirit. It is a sound, an energy that is more beautiful than you could be aware of here.
Mm.
But yes, that dawn chorus, as it has been named, is a most beautiful happening within your world and within ours.
So that's why the early morning, the very early morning, is really quite beautiful.
It is.
Before
is
everybody gets busier.
Mm.
Yes. There is a quietness in that still time. There is a quietness of spirit where most people have been resting, and the spirit has been allowed to be free in order to rejuvenate the body.
Yeah.
Mm. So, of course, it is a most beautiful time.
It is.
As also at the end of your days.
Yeah,
that's right. They do sing at the end as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes.
That's lovely.
It made me wonder if there must be a real benefit. I'm not always up at the dawn chorus, but there must be a benefit to be present and hear it.
Yes.
For us humans.
You will have the benefit even if you are unaware of it.
Mm.
It is for all to benefit from it. But yes, if you have that sense of knowing, you will of course be much more aware of it.
Mm. I just wondered as well, maybe this wouldn't help, because as you say, that it's the angels that who we can't hear as such, but it wouldn't help to record it and play it sometimes.
I would say that is a very good thing to do, because in listening back you sometimes catch the vibration which is not audible to the ear sometimes. But in the replaying of it, these tunes or notes, as you say, would be available to you.
Ah, so
the more you listen,
the
more you capture.
Because I also thought it says in the book that certain parts of the world where there are no birds, so there's no dawn chorus, and they're often very barren places.
Yes.
So I thought, well, maybe you could play some of these dawn choruses.
You smile, my dear friend,
mm-hmm.
but that is not a bad idea.
Ah.
Yes. The lack of beautiful spiritual energy in these places is quite tangible sometimes. And it would be wonderful for thoughts to be given to those pieces of land which are barren, although I have to say nowhere is completely barren.
No, not today, I would say.
They are not always neglected, because spirit would never allow that to happen.
Would it improve the fertility of the soil, of the earth?
Yes, along with the thought of the humans who would wish to cultivate in some way. The thought has to be powerful enough.
Mm.
You understand?
I see, yes. Yeah. Maybe that could help some of the desert areas or...
Yes.
Hmm. Thank you. It's very interesting.
Of course, a lot of these places have been man-made with the neglect of mankind in thinking about the whole spirit of the place. They just see the land as something to be disregarded and disrespected.
Yes, yeah.
So mankind has some answers to give.
Mm. I'll cherish even more the sound of those birds.
Yes.
In the morning. Mm.
Become a part of it. You can become part of it if you allow your meditation to take you with it.
Mm.
But of course you have to forego your bed.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Mm.
I hope that has helped you. Oh, it has. A little.
It has. It has. Thank you. Yeah.
Are there any more questions, please?
Anybody? Can I ask one, please?
Yes.
When a woman is expecting a baby, and you think, well, that's the baby's safe and cosy inside the lady, but if there's an upset, that really the mother is terribly upset about something that's happened in the family or whatever, does this in any way affect the baby? Can the baby pick up the feelings of the mother?
Of course. The baby and the mother are living as one.
Oh.
And any emotional turmoil will show itself in the baby. They are united by a cord of life.
Yeah.
And yes, in the same way as a child has connection with the mother at birth, so too is that connection with the baby within the womb.
Yeah.
I am sure there are many who could tell you stories of how a baby can become agitated or active whenever there is some disquiet in the woman's life.
Right. So when they're born, they would have forgotten that, would they? Would have
it may them? Remain, it would depend on the spirit. It may remain with them or it may be forgotten. There is no actual definitive answer to that one.
Yeah, I see.
Yes.
No, thank you.
So, I can see you are also weary of questions.
Oh. Any questions, Sarah?
No, I'm afraid I just missed some of that. But I would just like to say that she's got nothing to do, not really a question, but the dad came through to, I saw him putting his hand out towards me, so both mum and dad have been through, so to thank them.
Yes. You are fortunate that they both wanted to come. Not always do people wish to make communication so soon after their passing.
Yes.
People are always a little wary when they are told this and will often say, but we were so close.
Mm.
It would depend on what a spirit feels, whether they truly believe that communication even is possible.
Mm.
I would say thank you to both your parents.
Yes, I
who have come to you so soon.
Yes, yes, I was grateful. I did say to them both before they died to come back and say hello, so they have done that. Yes, no, I was very happy to see them both.
Yes. If only people would develop that side of them where they would not need mediums or people of that kind, where they could make communication of their own.
Mm.
Because, my dear friends, you all have that capability.
Mm.
Now, as I take my leave of you this time, I say thank you for your love and your patience, which allows me to come to you at certain times.
Mm.
I will leave you with our dear lady, who will take control after you have sat quietly, and please to let each other know what you feel and who is standing by your shoulder. Because I can reassure you that they will give you upliftment and much love this time. So, my dear friends, until we come together once more, I leave you cloaked, as always, within my love, with all the help that we can give to you, and to please unite yourselves each and every day with that great energy.
Yes, thank you very
much. Thank you very much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
And we're grateful for you coming. It's no hardship to wait for you to come, Sanipet.
We'll try and have more questions for you, because it's so lovely to listen to the answers.
That's where we miss George, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He had so many.
Mm.